Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
It's Friday.
That's right.
It's your favorite day of the week. And
Yeah, it usually is.
I would say many people's favorite day of the week, probably.
There's just so much promise.
Promise for a fun weekend and a new week next week. Yeah. So today we're talking about some favorite holiday traditions.
Yes. Of course, we keep saying this. But we have the holidays approaching.
We do. If you didn't notice, you're behind a little. So, yeah, we're going to talk about some holiday traditions that are the favorites of some of the people in the MPA office. And, you know, one of my favorite traditions is always attending some sort of small town lighting ceremony.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I really love that moment, you know, because it's usually Thanksgiving evening or the day after or something. And, you know, you flip the switch and, you know, all the lights come on. And it's just a nice small town thing. I mean, big cities have them too, obviously. The White House has the tree lighting and Rockefeller Center and those. But yeah, a tree lighting or, you know, lighting of the town square or whatever is really cool event. I always like to do that. That's one of my traditions.
Yeah.
Yeah. What other traditions?
Something I like, it's a little less grand, would be at Thanksgiving dinner, going around the table and each person says something that they have been thankful for.
Yes.
Past year or you know, at the moment, whatever.
But absolutely.
That's nice to reflect upon and share with everyone.
Yeah, that's a great tradition, going around the table. And would you do that after the meal or before it?
Usually I've done it before, I
believe. So you like grace and then, like you say grace first and then you do
I think it's thanks and then grace.
Interesting.
But you can do however you want.
See, I'm a bit worried about the turkey getting cold over there.
Oh, just keep that on the warmer.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, I think once that is on the table, I don't think about anything else. But I do like that tradition of thankful sharing.
Yeah.
All right. And then this is something I have no idea what this is, but you said that Chris at the office talks about a soup exchange.
Yeah. You know, he mentioned to me that a big meal is kind of a, you know, it's a big undertaking. I mean, I know my grandparents and parents, they, you know, work really hard on those meals, and they're so delicious, but they take a lot of time and a lot of work. So something in the Ball family that they've been doing is actually taking soup. Each person that comes to the dinner brings a soup.
It's true.
And it's ready-made, it's prepared, ready to go, and they've been having fun with it in recent years, trying to come up with really interesting different soups that they've never had before.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
That's a cool idea, actually. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yes, there's really not that much work involved for any one person, especially.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
All right. And then here's something unrelated to that, but their favorite gadget that John, who's our tech leader, came up with at the office. And he says he came across a holographic keyboard for iPhone and Android. Yeah, it's a small holographic emitter that connects to the device via Bluetooth and projects the keyboard on a hard surface, such as a desk or a table. And they've been out for a couple of years, he says, but he just
stumbled upon it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a holographic keyboard.
Wow.
That's interesting. So that's scary.
Wow.
Next, I'll be a holograph.
Oh.
What do you think about that?
Scary.
Yeah, think about that over the weekend.
All right.
All right, until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.